This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Kevin, did you watch Sunday morning's match?
I did.
Okay. Colby, did you see some of Sunday morning's match?
It was Sunday morning. I was asleep.
Colby was still drunk. Reggie, you saw some of Sunday morning's match.
Saw most of it, yes.
I know Reggie got into it a little late and made a comment, and then all of a sudden something almost got thrown back in his face based on what he said on Twitter. But it all worked out for the US of A. They walk away from this thing and look fantastic. Lots of people tweeting about it. Lots of people talking about it. Lots of people discussing what they do and don't deserve. And the comment of, hey, we deserve equal pay.
Totally agree.
Which is,
I think they deserve probably more pay, right?
Well, than the men's team.
Yeah, and far better.
There are lots of, yes. Well, if it comes down to the talent and how you rate in your sport, they are better by far than the men's team. I'd say, hey, go ahead and throw them out there. They have more success. They have more success by far than the men's team do. So why do they not get the same amount of monies? Why do they not get the same amount of love from the rest of the country? And Kevin, you think that if they want these things, something has to change.
Yeah, so the media needs to be more honest, and certain women athletes need to grow up. And I'm just going to start right there. So if people get angry, they can go ahead and start texting in their angry things right away, and maybe you'll listen and hear me out. Maybe you
listen. Listen to the rest, though.
All right.
Although I'm angry with them already.
Fair enough. So let's take Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan, for example.
Is it Rapinoe?
It's Rapinoe.
Rapinoe.
Mm-hmm.
For example, is first game, you win by 8 billion goals. Rock on. Go America. But some people didn't like that because you ran up the score. And Rapinoe came out and said, well, if we were men, I don't think that would come up. First of all, what a lazy argument. So untrue. You can list so many different arguments about people that have gotten called out for running up the score. I still remember an Oklahoma football game where they beat Texas A&M 77-0, and people were like, they ran up the score. And you're like, no, they didn't. They could have scored 150 points. Well, it's just a really lazy argument, and I know why Rapinoe does it, because she's kind of like playing to her base in this like almost character it seems like she's established. Then Alex Morgan, she did her, I thought it was funny, celebration, drinking the tea against England. But again, people called her out for showboating or not being classy or whatever. And she goes, but then you really have to think about it. Would you be getting called out if you were a man? Of course you would, because that happens all the time. From Randy Moss to T.O. to Cam Newton to any other number of male athletes you can think of, they get called out all the time for showboating. So first of all, certain women athletes, if they want the equality, which they totally deserve if it's in fields where they've earned it, such as U.S. women's soccer, then you're going to have to toughen up and deal with some of the criticism that comes with equal pay and equal whatever else.
Well, and so she's not supposed to discuss the rampant discussion that's going on about her celebration? Like, she can't have that discussion and say...
Oh, no, she can have the discussion, but it's lazy and I think disingenuous when you instantly say it's because we're a woman.
Well, she said that there are guys out there grabbing their junk in men's sports and nobody talks about that.
Which is false.
In the men's soccer world. You ever? When was the last time you heard anybody talk about the men's soccer world, Kevin?
Okay, but that's at all. So that's fair. So, I mean, if we had a good soccer team, maybe it would get talked about.
Real quick, if there was a women's soccer team here, would you go?
If they were good, probably.
All right, we'll get into that in a few more minutes.
So that's the first part, all right? But, like, you can't say any of that because you're a sexist, right? Guarantee you that text will come in. Hopefully we'll have a more reasoned conversation, but that'll probably happen because you're a sexist if you say anything negative about women's sports. So let's move to the next part where I think that the media needs to be more honest with what they're discussing. Here's a story from CNN. U.S. viewers tuned into Women's World Cup finals in record numbers. Woo! Record numbers, Colby!
That's amazing.
You want to know what record they set?
You sound condescending.
Oh, because I am. Get ready. You want to know what record they set? They set no record. The ratings were actually down about 40% from the last final. Now, One thing I will tell you, the last final was in primetime, although I'm pretty sure it was during a weekday as opposed to Sunday morning. But the record they set was nothing. It was down 40%. But you can't say that because that's sexist and hurtful. So instead, the record that they set was it was the most people to watch a World Cup final since the last World Cup final. That's not
in the world or
just in the United States.
In the United States, okay.
Which is not a thing because the United States men's team hasn't been in the World Cup. So there you go. But again, it's very dishonest. They set a record. What record did they set? They set no record. But you can't put U.S. women triumph in World Cup ratings down 40%. Why? Because it's mean-spirited, and it hurts people's feelings, and it makes you a sexist. And that's the same thing you saw in the semifinals. Semifinal ratings were down 20%. But you can't say that. The article instead said, U.S. women power to 7 million viewers, because you have to put a positive spin on it, because you cannot possibly, under any circumstances, put any negative spin on women's athletics because that makes you a bad person.
Or I think it's less about being a bad person and more about the agenda that's trying to be driven.
Sure.
And whether, and it's not that that person's boss is sitting there saying, hey, we have to put a positive spin on this because U.S. Soccer is paying us in order to do this, or these women are paying us in order to do this. But I will say that there are, we discussed this about football. How many women jumped up and have problems that run companies that may be leaning on the NFL to make some sort of show of faith, right? Hey, you have to do something. You got, these players have to be in trouble for something because we're going to pull our money if you don't. So that's a possibility that some agendas do kind of get pushed in a certain direction. But I think there's also a group of people that are trying to push the idea. And when I say group, I think there are more and more people that are trying to push positive outlooks on certain things
and
for
also,
whatever reason.
When we're talking about positive outlooks, and I know we use the word agenda and that gets to be a loaded word.
Sure.
What agenda do we feel is being pushed? Because I know it's obvious that, Kevin, you feel that it is a, you know, pro-woman sports agenda. I could make the argument, and of course we're talking about one headline in this moment, that it is just...
I can get you several more if you desire.
Right, of course. I think that it's also like the patriotic agenda, because this is something that we see time and time again from people that aren't particularly invested in soccer as a sport itself. When it comes time that the United States is going, it's a positive spin on everything and anything. So I do feel like that factors in as well. I don't know how beneficial it is to make this flat.
I will respectfully disagree with you on that. Like, I get that you and I might not actually see eye to eye on this issue, and that's totally fine. I will respectfully disagree with you, because I guess my agenda is like pro honesty across the board. All right. And so if we're being totally honest, it's complete and utter BS that the U.S. women's soccer team earned less than the men's soccer team to begin with, especially given that the results that they bring in. The fact that there's had to been an argument for them to get equal pay is absolutely ridiculous. I will concede that instantaneously. But on the flip side, I do think that sometimes, like, you have to cover the bad stories because that's part of equality as well. You know, like, if you want all of the good stuff that comes along with equality, that's fantastic. We should have it. And I would love if that's the world that we live in. But you have to realize that, like, along with that comes a lot of the crap with equality and the increased scrutiny and the media coverage and everything like that. And if some people saying, I don't like that you ran up the score, or I don't like that celebration that you had, if that causes you to really have to lash back at your critics, I'm concerned that you're not going to be able to handle the equal amount of coverage that would come with it.
The things like, oh, that happens because you're a man. You got this because you're a man. And if I say, well, it's because you're a woman, that can't be part of the argument, because I accept that it's because of a man, right?
Sure.
Is that kind of in the vein that we're working with here? I'm trying to think of other situations where these instances may come up, where the bias and the discussions of, well, you say this about me because I'm a woman. I mean, I didn't, again, what she did was not a big deal.
I didn't care at all.
And I don't really know who did. I think it's because there is, if one person tweets something now, it becomes a bigger deal, right? Just one person. But you know what? Before the social media world existed, that didn't happen because that voice never got heard. That person would just say it to their friend at the bar and it would never get heard. But now somebody likes and retweets, trolls hop onto a thing and start boom. And then it's a hot take, right? Now, because I even heard Dawson discuss that. And Dawson was like, man, here's the situation. Whenever you're on a bigger stage like this, you have to be ready to understand what's going to happen whenever you make a move like that, how many people you're going to offend in that situation. So that is it. But I think if media was honest about that situation, not that many people were really offended by it. It became a talking point because people had to overreact and be offended. But I haven't heard anybody that really truly was offended by sipping a cup of tea. It was fake. It was the fakest thing I've ever heard. It was fabricated and fake because the U.S. was whooping everybody's ass. And somebody was sitting there saying, hey, you know what? We got to act like we're not really that upset about what just happened.
There's a whole country that was upset about what happened because not only did they get a goal scored on them in their favorite sport.
Right.
But then this lady's like, ha ha, in your face, England. It was a whole country that had a reason to go, I didn't like that at all, on their little keyboards. Mm-hmm. And I'm making keyboard motions on the radio like that's going to do something for the listener. I'm going to stop and hand it to Kevin.
Well, okay. And so, like, this is kind of about soccer as well, but this is a totally different perspective. I was curious y'all's thoughts on this. When it comes to Metroplex interest, and people can chime in on the fan text as well because I've...
Oh, they are.
Okay, good. 877-881-1053. Is the Metroplex more interested in FC Dallas or the Dallas Wings?
FC Dallas.
Okay. And you didn't even hesitate about that, right?
Right.
All right. So one of the things that I've noticed, and I also kind of wonder, and this again goes back to agenda, is anytime there's an FC Dallas article in the Dallas Morning News, it is always by a contributor, like somebody they've hired as a freelancer. Mm-hmm. Most of the time there's a Dallas Wings article, it's from a staff writer. So that means like they have somebody that, not that that's their only job, but they have a staff writer who is under contract to the organization doing the stories about the Dallas Wings, who, based on average attendance, draw about one third the number of people as FC Dallas. And yet when FC Dallas has stuff going on, it's always a contributor. And you just said you think probably the interest is higher for FC Dallas. I would be inclined to believe that as well. And I don't think it's even close. But yet, this goes to the agenda, is I think, I do wonder if the Dallas Morning News is like, well, we better give them equitable coverage or we're going to be deemed as sexist. And this is where the fear comes in. I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but I think a lot of media operations exist out of fear. Don't you think that if CNN dared put up U.S. wins World Cup, takes tumble in the ratings, people would lose their mind? But it's not a problem to bash NFL's tumbling ratings or MLB's tumbling ratings, which we do all the time. And I get that it's in the concept of them winning. But even when you see something about the Super Bowl, so-and-so wins the Super Bowl, ratings down 7%. Because nobody fears saying that for the men.
And let me... You and I worked at the Plano Star Courier and the Allen American newspaper. Yep. We were covering local sports out there up in the northern part of the DFW area. And we covered all girls sports, all guys sports. And I think we equally distributed things based on what we thought was most important.
Sure.
I think we had a ranking system of what we thought was most important. Plano football was probably the top thing on the list. And then we could work our way down.
Sure.
Baseball and softball, actually, there were times we'd cover a softball team heavier than we would the baseball team because
that was the story.
That softball team was probably going to go further. And that, for me, whenever we were running that fairly, we didn't have anybody up in the top of the office coming down and telling us what to do. They were like, you guys actually are smarter about all this stuff than we are, so we'll just let you do what you want. We did whatever we wanted. It was damn good. But we always made sure that whatever the good story was something that we were trying to elevate into the public eye. When I say elevate, even at the top of the sports section. So I'm having a hard time understanding how other big-time news industries operate out of fear whenever we didn't. And maybe it's just because
they've been many more people to answer
these
to,
editors
right?
that have been there for 25 years and they did it their way for such a long time and they have their, you know, their golden parachute they're waiting on. They can't, you know, they maybe it is because they have so many more people to answer to. Whenever we were doing that, we did it purely out of what was the most important to us and what we thought our audience wanted. And I think that's what most of the time we do things about. Would you, again, I asked about if y'all would go see a women's soccer team if they were here. Would you rank it above anybody and why? Would you rank it above FC Dallas?
I mean, I don't know because they're not.
Okay.
And they're not playing. If
Alex Morgan was on a soccer team here, would you go see them over FC Dallas?
I'd be probably not just because like...
Because of her tea sipping thing?
No, okay. I don't care about that at all. I'm glad we won. Just because I like have an ingrained love already of FC Dallas with my kid and stuff. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't go. But it just if you're asking me if I had to pick one or the other. But since you're comparing those, I wanted to throw out... Here's another headline. Team USA Women's World Cup Final Victory Delivers Viewers for Fox. 14.3 million. Crushes men's 2018 soccer final. Well, how disingenuous of a comparison is that? I mean, the men's soccer final featured France and Croatia. And you're talking about the ratings in a country that didn't have a team even in the tournament.
Right.
Let alone we won the other tournament. And so I think they beat them out. Yeah, they beat them out by 22%. And that's the headline. And then buried down in the story, they have to mention, well, you know, the ratings were down 43%. Don't worry about that. But the headline is, it crushes the last World Cup final in America, which didn't feature us in the tournament at all, let alone being in the final. Like, that's a disingenuous comparison. But that fits the current narrative. So that's what you put out into the world.
There's a couple of things. You were talking about the media and how that they cover different sports differently because of, well, say women's basketball, they're trying to build up in the Super Bowl or whatever. If the ratings are down, they're going to point out that the ratings are down. Sure. I think that's the main reason that's built into us as a society where we're trying to help the little guy, but the guy that's up on top, we're like, yeah, take shots all day long.
So you think it's not like a gender agenda as much as it is a favorite underdog agenda?
Because
interesting.
Because you need to have, because that person that's writing for the Dallas Wings wants to write for them again and wants to keep, and so, but if they end up not having anybody show up because you put out there a negative headline and you cut attendance and all of a sudden now they don't have a sport, you don't have a job.
Okay, that's an interesting philosophy. I do appreciate the underdog philosophy, and maybe that could be a thing. 877-881-1053. Appreciate you guys getting in on the conversation. Try to read as many as we could and respond to as many as we could. Good dialogue, nonetheless.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.